many different voices are heard in the land. The Forum on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Everybody, a little chest fever for your enjoyment. Courtesy of the band. This is the Lou and Steve Show. I'm Steve Mayo. Opposite me, Lou Feliciano. How are you, Lou?
Hello, Steve.
We're here weekly, quite weekly, 5:30 p.m., Monday. Call-in number, 914-636-0110. A small, let's say, clerical or administrative matter. We welcome your calls. We realize many of you sometimes call and can't get through. Many reasons. We're going to try to play our role. We're going to try to keep our comments short and sweet and concise and relevant to what you are bringing up, except, of course, maybe the subject or two that Lou and I bring up to begin the show and after the breaks. But we ask you, if we're on serious, if we're making headway on some good, serious subjects, local or national, please try to make your call apropos of that subject. Unless we're just out of the subject, that's fine. And then proceed to your subject, preferably local, but if it really is nagging you, international and national, by all means. But try to keep your comments to that one or maybe two subjects. We're just trying to keep things moving along, accommodating as many callers as possible. All I can tell you, Lou, dear audience, is in the past week, I think, very disappointing to me. I say this as a longtime conservative. I am not a hostage. I'm not a piece of property of any political party. I'm certainly not owned by any candidate, present, past, or future. I believe President Trump, for whom I voted twice, did a fine job while he was in office. I believe he's gone off the rails thanks to the plotting of his vicious enemies and also thanks to his own ability to get himself into trouble and to often say the wrong thing at the wrong time. I do not endorse his arrest. I think that's a debasement of our legal system. I believe ultimately he'll be free. He'll be freed. I think this is showing the opposition at its worst. But I will tell you, Donald Trump is not our salvation. I hope he's treated fairly like every American deserves it. Going after this ex-president for this petty nonsense, an underlying action which may not be a crime, never mind a felony, but simply perhaps a filing error or a misinterpretation of tax statutes and common, ordinary, regular record-keeping practices. That's no reason to imprison a former president. Lou, couple months ago, if you'd have told me a past president of the United States would be arrested, I would have said that happens in Southeast Asia.
Yes.
That happens in Paraguay. Forgive me if you're Paraguayan out there, not to defame you and your fine country. That doesn't happen in the United States. We have practices, we have traditions, we have a great Declaration of Independence and Constitution and 27 amendments. It's a fine document that's been mostly successful. And the things we weren't successful at, such as eliminating differences between races, we've given a good, solid effort to, and I believe we've overcome slavery and all the vestiges of slavery. Give our country some credit, dear left. And also, please, dear right, let's pick good candidates. Donald Trump's time has passed. Let's move on. Lou, I'm looking for a new candidate. Maybe you have some ideas.
I'm going to tell you how I feel about this, Steve. Then we'll get any callers on the line before we get started? No? Okay. I'm just going to say this, is that I was predicting, hoping that Ron DeSantis, he's young. And I listen to a lot of people. He's doing an excellent job in Florida. So why lose that? Why lose that state to go back to Democrat or go to Democrat when you have somebody that's well loved the way he is there? So it's a seat you know and you have and you can keep having or whatever. I'm going to say, put a name out there. Mike Pompeo is Trump with class. He could be stern. We need a guy. After what's happening in his last couple of weeks, what's going on with China, what's going on the last week now, Syria's been bombing Israel by weapons made in Iran. So it's like, remember when Bush called them the forces of evil, the axis of evil was Venezuela and these states, these countries? Well, I think Pompeo, Steve, should be the choice. You need somebody with a good foreign policy.
I think he's a very good choice. We discussed this briefly before the show. He's a military veteran.
Exactly.
He's got some very heavyweight Ivy League degree or two. He's a serious man. I think he's an excellent choice. He's sober. I don't think he's done anything buffoonish or stupid. I'm willing to be taught, but basically, he's a credible candidate, and I think he would carry the agenda of a strong foreign policy, a competitive, mainly capitalistic economy forward. And I think you're right, Lou, in terms of competing with China, and I hope that's all we do with China, not fight with China, but compete with China for economic domination of the world, at least economic influence in the world, and projecting our power not just to our shores, which are important enough, but at least having a responsible and effective presence throughout the world. We need a man who projects power, or a woman who projects power. I think Pompeo's the type we need. Great experience has he, and it's no joke. He's serious. He knows. He's a veteran. He's a very serious man with none of these silly peccadillos that our dear former President Donald Trump was guilty of, as far as we know. As to DeSantis, Lou, I think you're right. I think our governors have to get used to the idea that if they're doing a good job in a decent state that's attracting Northerners, why risk your success by turning it over to a state political machine, and they're all machines, that may not be as good in running the show as you were. I say we need good governors. We only need one good president at a time. I don't think we have one now. I think we've had some. Now's the time to unite behind a credible candidate. I think Pompeo is a good choice. There may be others, but I will tell you, you're right, Lou. We don't need governors champing at the bit, not waiting for their careers to take hold. Maybe a little bit of sobriety and even patriotism would argue. Stay where you are. Continue doing the job you have done well so far by most accounts. And let's keep this nation responsibly, moderately conservative, like you have seen in the records of many Republican governors. Maybe even a few Democrat governors, too. They don't come to mind immediately. This is the Steve and Lou Show. That's Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano. We're here Mondays, 5:30 p.m. We welcome your calls, 914-636-0110.
Steve, you know, you look at, you know, the Democratic Party, and these times, I just got finished saying it before, what's going on, we need somebody with a great foreign policy program, otherwise we're going to be taken over or whatever. And you see what's happening all over Europe right now. We need somebody that's going to be strong and good in foreign policies. The Democratic Party cares about the woke movement. They care about everything is racist and woke movements and all this. We need to worry about who's going to attack us. Are we going to be strong enough? We got to worry about this strong enough to be hold this country together. And I think that's why I like Pompeo. A military guy. He was great as when he was in office. And I think that's why I say we need to go that route.
I think you're right. And I'm glad you raised Europe. Let's face it. We shouldn't go it alone in the world. I believe NATO in concept is good. But I have to tell you, this conflagration in Ukraine and Russia, shame on Russia for its aggression. There's no excuse for it. But I am very disappointed, Lou, that the European allies, primarily, of course, the leading nations of NATO in Europe, Germany, UK, France, they have to take the lead. If this is an important conflict, if the integrity of the independent states of Europe is at stake, then the Europeans must take the lead. I'm not saying we shouldn't help. We should give all the aid we can afford, but we should not be taking the lead in the continent of Europe. Just imagine, Lou, Russia is the antagonist there. We're still taking the, at least, ideological lead and fiscal lead vis-a-vis the Russians. Imagine if our competition were China, which I believe it is, but at least it's not a hot war with them. Heaven forbid there is conflagration if China decides to grab Taiwan. Who will we look to support us if those in Europe will not support us even against a relatively weaker enemy like Russia?
I agree.
I totally agree. And you take in the South Seas there, you're hoping that Vietnam is more an industrial country now. It's not like it was years ago.
Oh, it sure is.
Laos, Thailand, these are all industrial countries now. Sure. They're very big in the market. I'm hoping that they don't want to be conglomerated by China, who be over their thumb, put a thumb over them. And I think that you got to look at that. We have to have them helping us or whatever like that. You know, you mentioned before about Europe here. People don't realize about 5 years ago, remember, what's the name? Greece was going no bankrupt, had no money or whatever. It was always the German mark that supplied all the EU. Steve, you know that.
Yep.
It was the German mark that supplied everybody the money. And they got tired to say, why should we be paying for everything? And people put nothing into it.
Right.
And Greece, what they did do, Greece, was they were giving people raises in their pensions, raising people's pensions, and they were putting nothing money into it. While Germany was putting money into that, and it was ridiculous. That has to be stopped.
That's a fine example for today. Eventually, Germany got tired of taking the beating for bad decisions and overindulgence by the Mediterranean countries. That's how they described. And it was true. There was a feedback mechanism. It worked. And I think Greece practiced a little bit of something called austerity. More to come here on the Lou and Steve Show here at WVOX, 1460 AM. We're with you Mondays, 5:30. Call in 914-636-0110. We'll be right back.
Making friends in the morning.
You guys are the greatest.
Dennis and Tawny and Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Good reminder. Weekday mornings, Dennis and Tawny at 6 a.m. for your refill or fill up of local news, and I'm sure imposing important national, international news. Great. Those two get me caught up every morning. I recommend it to our WVOX audience, 1460 AM. Our call in number 914-636-0110. Lou and I have been talking about things in general. There's one point I want to emphasize. Trump, I've supported. Now my support has ended. And if the ticker line on our television monitor is accurate, where he said today or in the last 24 or 36 hours that Ron DeSantis is a distraction, don't support Ron DeSantis. If that's accurate, and I'm willing to believe it, I've heard similar things, I think it's a height of irresponsibility. To me, it's a ticket to disaster. Regardless of what you think about President Trump's arrest last week, which I believe was unconstitutional, illegal, under almost any standard in the United States, if not the world, that does not mean he's our inevitable choice, certainly not for conservatives. There are many good choices out there, women and men who deserve consideration. I don't believe there's any foregone conclusions here, but if Trump said that, he's disqualified himself. That's disgraceful, selfish, unpatriotic, and worse. That's my opinion. What's yours? Let's go to our first caller. Hey, Joanne.
Hey, you guys. How you doing?
Great. Please go ahead.
Okay. So, yeah, I wanted to discuss Trump, too, since you said that. Otherwise, what I really had to say was, and I'll say real quick, Afghanistan, I don't know if you've heard that they need, it came out that they, I think last night, first time, they need like $800 million to just maintain, you know, what's going on there now, and their people, in fact.
Yes.
So the thing is, so what does that mean after all that this president left behind, including, what was it, about 200,000 people, or however many it was. I don't know if it's that many, but a lot
it's
of
only 100,000 plus stranded.
100,000.
Could we have taken them? I don't know.
Okay, and then our equipment and all that, and all that, and of course now, so the Taliban has, you know, they're having a field day, so with them and with everything. However, I don't see that we have to be now. You watch Biden jump right into this, giving money. We need so much here for our veterans, for our people, for so much that's going on here. I think we've given enough away. So, but Okay, so that...
Joanne, that's a good point, and I'm sure Louis will want to weigh in on that. That, to me, is where someone of Pompeo's background would be an asset here.
Exactly.
It's not just money, and it's not just picking the winners and the losers. Nothing in this is simple. But you know, if we still had Bagram Air Base, which we had the opportunity to keep before Biden's precipitous exit, things would be a lot different now. We'd have strategic and tactical air resources that I'm sure there are many military in our audience who could inform us in greater detail about. Pompeo would be a good choice, not the only one for sure, but Biden's handling was atrocious.
I agree.
Yes, and you know, I just have to say, interject for 1 second. I'm sorry, guys. I was listening to some of your other WVOX shows during the week, as I sometimes do, if I'm in the car, especially. The real liberal ones, okay.
Yes.
Wait, and they were saying, what a wonderful job Biden did there. I mean, are you kidding me? I can't believe an intelligent person said that.
He left millions and millions and millions of dollars of equipment, tanks, military stuff, strategic stuff. He left there behind or whatever like that, the Taliban is going to use to uprise the people in their country to start another war over there, get us back involved in. So it's a very bad situation there.
They're looking for money.
I'd like to see one model decision made by President Joe Biden in his two-plus years of presidency. I don't think one can be identified. Things didn't get as bad as they could have in some cases, but I'd like some specific examples. Instead, what do? They invoke the mantra, Green, New Deal, woke, transgender. These are code words simply to overrun reason and keep people not thinking about the matters at hand. Because let's face it, we are in a recession, or if not in yet, quickly approaching one.
And you heard about the TikTok. Well, I won't get onto that. Another subject. But the other thing, I just want to say one more thing to you, and I will hang up.
Okay.
I disagree about Trump, and I have a lot of reasons. And I love Pompeo. I love quite a few of those people in that lineup. There are a few tough people. But that's all I want to say on that.
Thanks for being fair, Joanne.
Thank you.
Let's face it. Trump is like an old pair of shoes. He's done some good, but it's time to sometimes discard. But that's my opinion. Thanks for the call.
I just want to say is that one thing that Trump, great idea that Trump had that I loved, was that we can't be the police of the world. Everybody got to pay the kitty, put money into the kitty. You know, they want our support. They want us to help them. There's a perfect example where she was just talking about Afghanistan. Where's these other countries stepping up now and say, listen, we're going to put $10 million. United States, you could put $20 million, you could put $20 million, but we'll put $10 million. We can't match the $20 million, but we could put $10 million.
Right.
That's what Trump did. He put these things on there so everybody paid a piece of the pie. Not that everything is on the American taxpayer, and that's what it boils down to.
For sure, and he made conditions. Henry Kissinger had a term, it escaped me right now, but they were tying concessions, trade concessions. Let's face it, when Russia was starving and struggling, improving of relations, Glasnost was on the rise. Intelligent politicians of both parties then knew how to play carrot and stick. President Trump, to his credit, knew how to play carrot and stick when it came to bargaining with China, who is our real competition in the world. Tariffs were one answer. I believe they should be continued and increase for our own benefit. That's for revenues for important federal programs, but more important, to encourage private industry to get going again with good, high-paying jobs, more in the future. But it doesn't have to be under Mr. Trump. There could be lots of people favoring this, even Democrats, if we think hard enough. Let's get to our next caller. Bruce.
Yeah, the Trump thing I'm kind of tending to agree with you with, but we have a very, very big picture to look at. And Trump is tough enough to handle it, but he doesn't have the personality to handle it. It's just too much. But the big problem is infections are all over this country with these crazy leftists. It's in the schools. It's in the cities. It's in the hospitals. It's everywhere.
Of course.
And we have this infection that's going to literally turn over the country, because once they get an election machine in and they have no opponents that can beat the machines, will be Venezuela. So we have to look at this and understand the complexity of the infection. And we're at war everywhere, the trans and the everything. Yep. Everything is
you're right.
The war.
And any word raised against it, even quietly, respectfully, of any of the issues, from education to gender politics to anything, criticizing President Biden is instantly turned into an insurrection. We know it. We have some callers who are hung up on that. They're obsessed with it. I think we've got to move beyond yesterday's conflicts. There are issues to be discussed today. There is something to be said for new standards as we go into a future. But the answer is not always relax, forgive, no standards, nothing.
Definitely no longer.
And I think there's a good argument to be made about the future of education. Well, that's good. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it on the local level, where, after all, most of the spending is done. When it became a federal issue, too long ago to remember, but policing, law enforcement in general, education, zoning and planning, we know these issues are coming out of the woodwork. We have to talk about it in perspective and not be accused of being a fascist for talking about it.
Well, I don't particularly care what I get accused of being. I particularly care we get the job done. But I've named this infection, this warfare that's everywhere. This is a new kind of warfare, and I called it amoeba warfare. And it's just like you're submerged in water with these little amoebas that come at you in every direction, and they swallow little bits and pieces of our society and ruin them.
Yes.
And that's what I think we're dealing with.
I would suggest, Bruce, there is an answer. Again, if you engage in a nationwide grand debate, conservatives, which I believe is the majority of Americans, moderate conservative and more, you're going to lose that debate because the media control what's received in the ears of the listeners or seen on internet monitors, on their phones. Why? I don't know why. It's just developed that way. The oligarchs, the tech oligarchs, have gone left, I guess because it makes them money. That's fine. We believe in a free interplay of ideas. But if we limit ourselves to national issues and try to deal with it every 4 years, we are going to lose, we on the right.
Absolutely.
Because we can't control the narrative the way the left does.
Bottom up. Got to come bottom up.
Absolutely. True.
New Rochelle and North. You know?
Connecticut, too. Thanks for the call, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce.
Very important point. It all begins local. I do not believe Republicans will be very good at nationwide popularity contests. Our nation was designed differently, and I think it's a good design. Republican, decentralized government that rewards enterprise and successful solutions. Lou?
I cannot disagree with you, Steve.
Okay, well, we go to our next half hour here on WVOX 1460 AM. We look forward to your calls right after this important break.
State's most influential radio station, continuing the legacy of Bill O'Shaughnessy, 1460.